Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, it's Sue of 100 People You Should Know Radio Show on a rather bleak so far Monday morning here in Petaluma. I hope it's a little warmer for you where you are, wherever you are, here in Sonoma, Marin, or Napa. And my show is geared for people here in Sonoma, Marin, and Napa. And today I have a special treat for you, or I will when she calls in, which she should do in a moment or two. Her name is Jamie Graff, and she's the executive director of Nimbus Arts in St. Helena in Napa County. This is a very special organization. They teach art classes, and they run art camps for all ages. And art is really for everyone. It's a hugely, hugely important facet of our own personal development, no matter what age we are or where we are or who we are or what we do. It's a great way to relax. So I'm really, really happy that she's going to be here on this show with us today. And I do hope that you'll all enjoy the show as much as I enjoy doing it for you. I just love introducing you to people and organizations that you may or may not have met or known of before. And I love doing that. It's an education for me. I hope it's an education for you. And I don't know why I love doing it so much, or maybe I do. Really, really fun to get on the air and talk to people. And, you know, I like hearing myself talk. That's fine. But I like talking to people even more. So please call in if you have any questions or comments for me or my guest speaker today. The number is 347-677-1860. That's 347-677-1860. And hopefully Jamie will call in momentarily. I hope that you're all going to have a wonderful work week. And I hope that you'll all think ahead to plan for your upcoming weekend. It was my birthday weekend this weekend. I had a wonderful, wonderful weekend with my family. We went out for some dinner. And see, I saw members of family that I don't get to see very often. I'll see more of them later on this month. And it's just always really great being with my family. I got to tell you, they're great people. So nice shout out to my parents and my oldest brother and to Haru. Okay, I'll tell you more about Haru later as soon as we've spoken a bit to Jamie Graff, maybe, or maybe next time. Okay, Jamie, thank you so much for being on the air with us, Jamie Graff. I appreciate your being here. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. Hi, Sue.
Super. So glad you're here. Thank you. And can you tell us a little bit about Nimbus Arts and about the event coming up that you call Nimbash?
Sure. Thanks so much for having me on. Nimbus Arts is a nonprofit community art center based in St. Helena, but we serve the entire Napa Valley. And we are going to be celebrating 10 years of existence this summer, so we're pretty excited.
Wow.
It's again, we do community art classes and workshops, events, lectures, art exhibits, and then we do a lot of community outreach and events throughout the valley, all free to the community. So we're really proud to be able to do that, and that's, of course, through all our supporters in the valley. And one of the ways that we raise money is having a big arty party event called Nimbash, and it's coming up this May. And it's a really unique event. It's very different from sort of the normal auction setting in that it's an interactive art event. So when you come, you get to explore art, watch art demonstrations, and get your hands on the fun as well.
Oh, very cool. That sounds great. Now, Jamie, you said this organization was founded about 10 years ago this year. Were you there, and who was responsible, and why? Why did they decide that this was needful?
Yeah, we're really fortunate. We live in a community of people that really believe in access to art, but it was founded by Dana Johnson and Mark Nelson, a family that's been living here just a little over 10 years, really about 12 years. And she had experienced having a child in a hospital setting. And in that setting, they got to spend a lot of time in a creativity center, a little craft area and art area. And when they returned home and, you know, got thinking about the community they lived in, she really felt passionate that everybody should have access to those experiences. And it was a place where they could, you know, really just express themselves and be together and have exchange with other people, and found that really valuable and felt that Napa Valley needed that. And shortly thereafter, fortunate for me, they approached me to be a part of the team that put it together from the beginning. So yeah, I've been there from the beginning.
Wow.
And it's, yeah, it's just a beautiful story. Yeah.
And admirable. I admire you for taking that on and bringing it as far as you have. Can you tell us about the progress that you've seen while you've been there since you've been there from the beginning? What was it in the beginning as compared to what it is now?
Yeah, I love telling the story because it was really a team of two. And we had a lot of really specific ideas as to what we wanted to weave into a community project like this. And we really wanted to speak to our region, so involving kind of a multidisciplinary approach to the arts was going to always be kind of at the core of what we did, meaning that we wanted to incorporate, you know, our environment here, the agricultural element, the culinary aspects of the art world here, and also look at, you know, kind of the science and the backbone of any project that we took as well. So, for example, the first camps we ran 10 years ago, we ran 2 one-week camps, and it was a sculpture camp for children, and the theme was clouds. And we were fortunate to find, you know, we brought in a meteorologist, we brought in ballet dancers, we brought in sculpture artists and instructors that live locally, and created sort of this really wonderful approach to looking at the world of clouds. And it resulted in a big exhibit at the end of 40 cloud sculptures that were larger than the size of the children that created them, and a real wonderful, again, kind of multidisciplinary look at it. And that worked so well as a model that that's sort of how we've really framed everything we do. Which is a really dynamic world for the artists that teach with us to be in. It's sort of this think tank style of creating any project. And that was the beginning, and now we've served, you know, thousands of people through our programming each year. And we do everything from one-time, you know, kind of art workshops for families to full one-week camps. We ran 16 one-week camps last summer. And then we run a year-round program course. So it's, yeah, it's changed a lot from going to serving,
wow,
you know, having one truck, six,
yeah,
artists and serving 40 children to what exists today is, I mean, we still marvel at how it's happened. It's really been an organic thing. And a lot of that has been driven by the collection of artists that have come to work with us and the community, you know, responding and showing up and supporting us.
And how do they do that? How do they support you? What can we do more of to support you better?
Gosh, well, helping us to get the word out is amazing. So I'm really grateful that you took an interest in this. We, you know, taking our classes, you know, showing up for our classes and camps is kind of one great way of letting us know what you want you know, being there for us. We've also launched our first very successful kind of annual fund campaign. So looking into, you know, being a kind of a supporting donor and pinnacle in that department is always interesting. And we have lots of wonderful information for people that want to support the arts in our community through Nimbus. And then coming to NIMBASH and really gets you to know what we do and who we are. And it's also a really fun and dynamic way to raise money for Nimbus as well. So yeah, there's a number of ways you can call us directly, and I can give you more information about supporting NIMBUS Art.
I am going to have you give your phone number again, where we can contact you about NIMBUS Arts and NIMBASH. But first, please tell us more about NIMBASH and how we can get there and how much it would cost us. And is there of special interest to me personally, is there a silent auction or any other type of auction? Because with organizations that I particularly like and choose to support, I usually support them by sending some massage gift certificates for them to auction off to their guests.
Yeah, we absolutely, you know, I talked a lot about the interactive art activities. But yes, the event starts at 5:30, and the first part of it, the first 2 hours, is those interactive art activities, but also our silent auction. We've got wonderful food, you know, culinary restaurants and wine artisans sharing their food and wine. And you can rove around fabulous silent auction items, such as those that you'd like to donate. But we also support artists through this event in that we do all commission sales of artwork that is donated. So this event also supports our local artists, but then that also contributes to NIMBUS. So we have a silent auction for the first 2 hours, and then you go into our live auction setting, which is a sit-down dinner. We have a recycled art fashion show that's amazing, a lot of performance art, the set backdrops are fabulous, and then we've got great live auction lots that are all kinds of interactive art experiences, fabulous wines, trips, artwork. So it's a really, really dynamic live auction setting as well. So and that ends with a dance party. So there's lots to do and lots of ways to buy wonderful art and experiences and meet everybody involved with NIMBUS.
Oh, you said the magic words, dance party. I love dance parties.
Yeah, we've got a great one. And those tickets are on sale now. So it's $125 for the whole evening of events and activities and food and wine. And you can buy those online. You can go to our Facebook site and catch a link, which is, and then also our website, nimbusarts.org. And there's a NIMBASH link there, so you can see videos of the event. You can read a little bit about what you'll be experiencing and getting with your ticket.
Super, super.
Or you can call us directly, too.
Great. And is it live music? What kind of music is it?
We actually have live music kind of throughout the event. The dance party is with a fabulous DJ, and but there's a lot. Music is a big part of our event as well, so there's going to be live performances throughout.
Oh, fabulous. That sounds like so much fun.
Yeah. Yeah, it's really special, so. Well, I'm hoping you'll come.
I'm hoping I'll come, too. Tell me exactly where. We need some directions on how to get there.
Okay. It's in downtown St. Helena. It's hosted on the property of the St. Helena Montessori School, which we're also partners in that property with. And it's at 888 College Avenue, which is off Pope Street in St. Helena. You can get directions on our website as well, and the NIMBASH section of the website.
Super, super. People will be glad to know that. And can you give out your phone number one more time?
Okay, it's 707-963-5278.
Super. And people listening, if you have any questions for Jamie, or comments, the guest call-in number to the show today is 347-677-1860. I gave it out before, but I'll give it out one more time now. It's 347-677-1860. And what date, again, is NIMBASH, Jamie?
May 16th, Saturday, May 16th.
Okay, super. I am going to put that on my calendar. Let's see. I'm sure I can find that on your site because you just said we could, yes?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Super, super. And Are you affiliated with any other organizations that you'd like to mention, and how are you affiliated with them?
Well, we do a lot of free community programming, and some of the more, we have partnerships with many, many, many organizations, but a couple of the more established that we feel really strongly about working with are the Napa Valley, it's the Up Valley Family Centers. We've done years and years of work with. We actually collaborate with them to do an annual Dia de los Muertos event. It's one of the largest multicultural events in the valley, and we host that usually the very end of October or the first weekend in November, depending on the date, around Dia de los Muertos. And it's a free community event. We work with them to host community altar exhibits, which we work with a lot of public schools and community groups to support and create, which is sort of the pinnacle of the celebration. There's food, there's cultural music and entertainment, and then we host half a dozen hands-on craft activities related to kind of the Dia de los Muertos theme, free to families and community members. It's a really fabulous event. That place takes place in Salina in fall, and that raises awareness for both organizations, the work that the Up Valley Family Centers do, and then Nimbus Arts, as well as celebrating a really beautiful traditional Mexican cultural and, you know, heritage event. And we've also been working with, I'm actually really proud to announce we're working with the Mariposa program, which is a Latina youth empowerment program in Napa. And we are working with them this year to do kind of an art leadership project to promote their organization and also create a public art installation that depicts kind of really the mission of their project. And we just, in that partnership, we found COPE, which is another family center in Napa, and we're going to be putting this mural on their building. So it's a big mosaic mural that will be created with hopefully hundreds of people throughout the valley. So the mission is to have our Mariposa students are trained in mosaic arts now. We've been working with them for over a year. And they're going to be going out into the community teaching other people how to create small mosaic, in this case butterflies. And those butterflies will be assembled and brought to the mural site and then incorporated into the final design. So it's sort of the nutshell description of a really big project. But again, the mission was... I'm sorry.
Okay, that sounds like it's going to be beautiful.
Yeah, we're really excited about it. And the design has been driven by, you know, really the girls' thoughts. And these are junior high and high school age students. And it's really their thoughts on what, you know, the program they're involved with means to them. And, you know, we're trying to give them a voice through art. And it's been exciting to see them discover, you know, what art can do, you know, as a form of self-expression, and just general creativity. So we're pretty pleased that it's working as well as it is. We've been raising funds and writing grants for this project, which is another project that's always in need of supporters. And we're working toward installing that mural in the fall, in September, October of this year. So we're pretty excited about that. So we're also looking for other community organizations that would like to have us come to create mosaics with them that could be a part of this mural. It's really a neat way for these. So the mission was to allow these young women to share what the great work they're doing and working with younger students to empower them against abuse. So it's... Yeah, so that's an example of the types of community work that we're doing and the kinds of projects we get involved with.
If you ever think to come to Petaluma, to do an outreach program or an event here in Petaluma, I have the perfect place for you. Lagunitas Brewing does these, they sponsor these sort of charitable events kind of all the time at their brewing company at their restaurant here in Petaluma. You might want to talk to them about your next event.
That'd be great. You know, there's been a number of reasons. Yeah. I know Lagunitas Brewing Company really well. My family was from Petaluma. But I'm also very impressed. We've kind of made contact with people in Petaluma around your Dia de los Muertos celebration there, which is fabulous. We've had mutual artists work on both. But yeah, that's a great idea. We'd love to, you know, be fun to get the girls out into another community. It's a very engaging activity. I'm sorry?
Please come to Petaluma. I said, please come to Petaluma. We would love to have you.
Petaluma, oh, sure. That'd be great. I'll make contact.
Petaluma loves events like this. We love events like this here in Petaluma.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
If you ever want to get together with me, and I will help you put together this event and get the word out about an event that you might want to do in the future in Petaluma at Lagunitas Brewing or wherever you're going to go. There's also Aquas Cafe, which would gladly sponsor your event. They've done art sorts of events there, and they're sort of the central social hub of our town, actually. And I know the owner's name is John Crowley. He's very, very nice. Lots of people know him. He's very accessible and warm and welcoming. And he's almost like an ambassador for Petaluma who stays in Petaluma because he's just so nice and welcomes everyone into his cafe and sponsors everybody's events. And there's live music at the cafe all the time. And there are game nights there and trivia nights and just all sorts of things. There's open mic nights. And, so you could go there. You could go to Lagunitas Brewing, like the other end of town, and just all over because we love that sort of thing here in Petaluma. We're very progressive. I know that Sonoma, the whole of Sonoma could be called very progressive, as well as Napa and somewhat Marin, too, kind of on the cutting edge of, or kind of the epitome of progressive for all of California. I'm really glad that you were on the air with me today because the arts themselves really help to help us to think progressively. Doing art opens up all sorts of neural pathways in the brain and creates more neural pathways and that sort of thing. That's been discovered through scientific studies and research. So I know what I'm talking about. I may not be articulating it well, but the research is there. It's been done, and I'm really glad that you're promoting this and carrying on sort of a tradition of teaching to our young people so that art will not be forgotten. It's been cut out of the schools a little bit, which is very sad.
Yeah, we've seen a lot of that. And, you know, like you, we think art's a great connector. And ironically, you know, we've been approached quite a bit by our local schools to bring back our programming into the schools. So our community is now supporting us to come back into the classroom, which is fabulous. And, there's a lot of movement in that direction. But yeah, like you, we think, you know, art kind of spans all, and it really, you know, the interaction between all of us when we're doing that is a more unique thing. So we work really hard to make that accessible. So we're all for getting out there into other communities, and this model that we're using in this particular project we've done many times, and it's really proven to work. So anytime you want us out there, we'll be there.
Super. And I want to mention to you before I let you go, a friend of mine, his name is Richard Standard of Stories and Strings. If you Google Stories and Strings and his name, Richard Standard, he is also into continuing the arts in schools and in the YMCA and other places like that since it was pulled out of the schools a while back. He teaches people how to make Appalachian or Kentucky dulcimers.
Oh, neat. I feel like I might know something about him, actually.
Yeah, look him up again.
Yeah, I think I've looked him up.
Really,
I think I might have even spoken to him at one time.
Yeah, well, speak to him again because he'd be great in one of your events or programs. And, he used to send kits into the classrooms filled with fold-together Appalachian dulcimers.
I'm familiar, so I will reach out.
Yeah, definitely get together with him again because that could enrich both your programs.
help you
each go a bit further with them. So in this last 4 minutes or so, I want to give you a chance to say a last few words and then say goodbye to my listeners.
Okay, again, thank you for having us. It's, it's always a challenge for small nonprofits to kind of get the word out to the greater community. And although we have a lot of people that travel in for our camps, especially in the summer, it's really nice to meet new people. So thank you for having us. And, I would just encourage anybody that's been sparked with any interest in our projects to visit our website, nimbusarts.org, and or contact me directly, Jamie, J-A-M-I-E, at nimbusarts.org. And I'm just really grateful, again, that you approached me, and I look forward to meeting you and putting together some projects out there. So, anybody... we're also always looking for volunteers for NIMBASH that's coming up. So I encourage you to contact us about that. And then lastly, the other way to be involved with NIMBASH, we have community work parties that start in a couple weeks. And every Thursday night, it's a big potluck dinner with wine and food and all of the big production elements that go into Nimbus Arts are created mostly by our artists and the community. So it's a fun way to come and learn new art activities, art techniques, and meet all the people involved and hang out and have a lot of fun in the process. So
That sounds like great fun. I would like to be at one of those helping out parties.
Shoot us a quick email or give us a call. We'll get you involved.
Absolutely. So, folks, you've been listening to 100 People You Should Know, and Jamie Graff was with me today. My name's Sue. Jamie Graff is the Executive Director of Nimbus Arts, and this has been 100 People You Should Know. I hope you'll give Jamie a call, and I hope you all have a wonderful rest of your week. Give her a call because that will really be the highlight of your week this week. So get yourself some tickets or get in there and do some volunteering because that's going to be just great fun for everybody. And I'm going to end the show now. Jamie, thanks so much for being on with us today. We're going to let you go now.
Thank you.
Oh, I got her off. I always do that. So sorry. Ending the episode now. Everybody have a wonderful rest of your week. This is Sue of 100 People You Should Know, signing off.